We're fixing. Councilmember Baldwin?
Here.
Councilmember Fullerton?
Here.
Councilmember Hubler?
Here.
Councilmember McClymonds? Councilmember Roach?
Here.
Councilmember Swatman?
Present.
And have we heard anything from Councilmember McClymonds?
I haven't either right now.
I feel like Terry probably would have.
You're six, right? It is six. He's famous for running in.
Oh, yeah, Kelly is running late and should be there in a couple of minutes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there he is.
See, I told you.
Well, we tried to wait, Councilmember McClymonds.
I can barely read that.
Okay, there's Terry.
Okay, and we have Deputy Mayor Carter back as well.
Difficulties, so you're good.
Did we salute the flag yet?
Yes, we did.
Deputy Mayor, can you hear us?
Technically.
Oh, I was just asking if you could hear us so we could proceed, given what we have next on the agenda.
Yes, I can hear you now. Thank you.
All right. So we have no agenda modifications tonight, but we do have two appointments. Madam Clerk, item one, please.
This is AB 2401, motion M2401. The council motion would be to elect the deputy mayor and assign council members to the council standing committees.
Okay, do we have any nominations for deputy mayor?
I nominate Terry Carter. Deputy Carter. Deputy Mayor Terry Carter.
Here we go.
That's a tongue twister.
Do we have any further nominations?
Mm-hmm. Same nomination.
Okay, seeing none, all in favor of Deputy Mayor Terry Carter for deputy mayor for an additional term. Say aye.
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 All opposed? Hearing unopposed. Congratulations, Deputy Mayor Carter. You have another term working with me. I don't know if that's good or bad. All right, next we have the assignment of council standing committees. Deputy Mayor, are you in a position to where you can direct this part of the meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. So I think I talked to everybody, and we can assign the positions. So CDC would be Councilmember Swatman, Councilmember McClymonds, and Councilmember Fullerton. Public Safety would be Councilmember Baldwin, Councilmember Roach, and Councilmember Cooper. And then Finance would be essentially once those positions have determined who the chair is going to be or who the representative will be for Finance, and those will be assigned at that time.
Okay, thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. Now, do we have a motion to accept the position of the Council Standing Committees?
So moved.
So moved. So
moved. Second.
Any second? All right. And Madam Clerk, do we have to vote that in or
we
simply the motions?
That, I think.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted to make sure. And so now we have our second item. Madam Clerk?
This is AB 2405, motion M2405. The council motion would be to appoint the city's representative to the Pierce County Regional Council.
Okay, do we have any volunteers? And not one of these to where we step back and
person to step back, right?
I have a question. Can the staff go over what that is and what it entails?
Oh, yeah.
Time commitments and issues they deal with?
I can.
Go for it.
All right, Councilmember.
I was the alternate. Councilmember Evans was the chair for that. So essentially, you meet once a month on, I believe it's the third Thursday at 6 o'clock, and you can do Zoom or you can go in person when they have meetings in person. It is with the Pierce County, it's the Pierce County Regional Council. So there's at least one representative from every city, and they go over issues with Pierce County. And I don't, they'll discuss matters that are coming up as far as dealing with Pierce County Council, essentially. Anything that's regional that is coming down the pike from the state legislature that we might have to deal with as a region and then come back to as a city.
So all cities have a rep then?
Yes.
And I have a question. Is it restricted to actual council members, or can anybody outside of the council volunteer to serve?
You had some staff.
Okay, Mr. Sullivan.
So it is, it just has to be an elected member of the city of Bonnie Lake. I don't think there's anything in the Pierce County Regional Council bylaws that limit it to a council member. I do know there's some mayors that serve on it. In addition to the things that Councilmember Fulton discussed, it also selects the people who serve on the ZooTrack board, because that's part of it. It also elects the representative that goes and sits at the Puget Sound Regional Council, because there are cities and towns, staff members that sit up at the Puget Sound Regional Council level that are selected by the Pierce County Regional Council. So for example, and it's, there's two sub-staff committees, TCC, which is the Transportation Coordinating Committee, that makes recommendations on transportation items to PCRC, and then the Growth Management Coordinating Committee, which is all the planning directors that make recommendations on regional planning items at the county level. And we also have staff members that go up, so I'm on the Regional Staff Committee at PSRC, and that body has elected officials that also go sit up at, can be elected to go sit up at the PSRC as part of the Regional Staff, the Regional Growth Management Policy Board and Executive Board, how they structure themselves up there. And I believe Councilmember Evans was on the Growth Management Policy Board about 10 years ago, for a couple years. So kind of two, you can be, as, I guess, as involved as you want. But yes, there is one member from every city. I think some of the bigger cities like Tacoma have two representatives, and the county has a couple. But yeah, it's primarily one representative from each city.
Councilmember Baldwin.
It sounds like what you're telling us is much of what is happening with those councils have to do with some hot button issues. Is that what you're saying?
I would say yes. The two biggest things that come through the Pierce County Regional Council are a lot of things that come with comprehensive plans and stuff like that. The other is transportation funding. They vote on the packages that get sent up for both regional and the local competitions for transportation funding.
Okay. And they also have given notice whenever there are grants coming down that the cities can apply for as well, for transportation and water, sewer, different grants that we can get.
Okay, well, all of which I would not mind being a little bit more directly involved in that. So I have an interest in volunteering. However, I don't want to put the kibosh on anybody else who may want to volunteer as well. So if anybody besides myself wishes to volunteer for it, please let me know.
Are you interested, Dan?
So I was going to say, I would be interested, but I would need to have probably a good backup as well, because it is every, well, it's only once a month on Thursday, but scheduling may be a problem at times. So that's kind of where I am, but I'd be willing to step up.
As an alternate, I always sat in regardless. I could not do any voting or anything, but I always sat in, and I was pretty much there, even if Justin wasn't able to be there. But I don't think that's something that I'm interested in doing at this time.
Okay.
And I always met with Councilmember Evans either through phone or email prior to the meetings if there was any issues that he wanted to talk about, or if he wanted me at the meeting. Just to provide staff support to whoever from the city is on the committee, because a lot of the things that come through PCRC have come through the Growth Management Committee or the TCC. We have a pretty good familiarity. So I always agreed to, if he needed me there or if I could be available by email the night to the meetings if he needed any information. So I'm also there as a staff resource for whoever is serving on that committee.
Okay. Great. Okay. Well, this is one of those can't sit on the fence. Yes, Councilmember Baldwin.
Where is the in-person location then, if it's not on Zoom? Where's the actual in-person?
They had moved around. I was never able to attend in person because for the last 2 years, they really weren't. There was only like 2 or 3 months where they started meeting in person. Mm-hmm. One time they were talking about meeting at the Sumner courthouse, their council meeting room, but
they're having problems finding space because they've called us before.
Oh, to, okay.
No, nobody wants them?
It's just a big, they need a big area.
Oh, okay.
Historically, they have met at the Pierce County Annex out in Tacoma.
Yeah.
And that may be having issues, but that's prior to COVID where we always met, was out at the Pierce County Annex behind the Costco over there where the building.
Oh, yeah, I know where that is.
So I don't know if that's what they might go back to, but that was historically, and there may be problems now with that. That's where they have.
Councilmember, oh, let's take Councilmember Kleiman's.
So if council members need to take time to look at where it's at, needs more information, do we have to decide this tonight?
No, because they can do, I mean, yes, because they can, they're going to meet like, I think it's this week or next week, so we need.
Send in who our representatives.
Okay.
And I would be willing to be a backup if Dan wants to do it too. Being on the planning commission, it does help me to know a little bit more of that backside of it.
Plan a little better?
Yeah.
Okay, well, do we have an official volunteer?
I'll volunteer.
Okay, so Councilmember Roach, and then as the alternate, do we have a volunteer for the alternate? Councilmember Hubler. Okay, so we have our, and let's vote on all in favor of Councilmember Roach as the city's representative for the Pierce County Regional Council, say aye.
Aye.
And all in favor of Councilmember Hubler as the city's alternate representative for the Pierce County Regional Council, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, so Councilmember Roach is our representative for the Pierce County Regional Council, and Councilmember Hubler is our alternative. Do we have a motion to accept?
So moved.
So moved.
Deputy Mayor.
Okay, and okay, so we have accepted. All right. Yes, Deputy Mayor.
If I could interrupt for just a moment, I'm getting information that there's 400 or 500 people in the Blue Jeans lobby, not realizing that this is a Duck Teams now.
Oh.
So I don't know what we need to do to make sure that they can hopefully get access.
Okay, yep.
So I just wanted to make that aware.
Do we have a way to do that, considering we're an open meeting?
Yeah, you'd have to send them the links for this meeting, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd have to look at their agenda.
On the city website or something?
Yeah, it's on the city website. It's on the newsletter that we sent out. I don't think I can.
Yeah, so I don't know. Terry probably doesn't have access to it directly. Right, yeah.
Okay. I believe that's really the only way that we can do it. There's no way to directly send any sort of link at this point.
This is recorded, though, right?
Yes.
So they can review the recording.
That is true. All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. So seeing that there is no public hearing, we can go on to citizen commentary. All right. This is your time to address the council on city business. The city will now enable the video and microphone for those who are attending virtually. You will need to turn on your video and microphones on your end if you're wanting to be seen or heard. We will start with those who are here in person and move to the virtual comments afterwards. Anybody who is here in person, and this applies to the people who are virtual as well, you will have 5 minutes, and please state your name and address for the record.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Erin Muskie. Address is right across the parking lot at the library. I'm the senior librarian of the Bonnie Lake Library. I'm just here tonight to give some updates on what's going on with the library. The first one is about the food lockers that we are so thrilled to be hosting in partnership with the city and Good Roots Northwest. We are anticipating delivery of the lockers next week. If the weather does not screw up those plants, which we will keep our fingers crossed. We hope to have them up and running very soon, and we're working with the team at Good Roots for a little occasion to mark the introduction of that service to the community. So I'll have more information on that, hopefully in the next meeting that I attend. I also wanted to invite everyone who is here tonight to come across to the library and make a Valentine for a veteran. We are running a program along with the Sumner and the Buckley Libraries from now until the 26th of January. Each location has a card making table up in the library. You'll be able to use the supplies we provided to make a Valentine's Day card. And at the end of that time frame, we're going to be delivering them to three different locations in the area. The Washington Soldiers Home in Orting, the Orting Veterans Village, which is a tiny home village for veterans who were previously homeless, and also American Legion Post 67 in Puyallup. So at the end of January, we'll be gathering up all the cards and we'll be delivering them to those locations so they can get them out to the veterans they serve in time for Valentine's Day. Really excited about that. We have at our location, this is the second day we've been making cards, and we have about 40 so far. The last thing I wanted to share is just a did you know that the library has a kindness club for children? This club meets periodically, and they work on different projects that benefit the community. So our next meeting of the kindness club, if anyone has children or grandchildren who might want to get involved, is Saturday the 20th. They'll be meeting in the afternoon, and they are making wellness kits, because it is cold and flu season, that they are going to be putting together hand sanitizer, little packs of tissues, tea, and some Get Well notes, and they will be distributing those to the Senior Center here in Bonnie Lake, and also the folks out at the market. And that is my update. Thank you for your time tonight.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Muskie. One question. What is the age range on the for the children?
The kindness club is really geared towards children who are in elementary school.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. All right. Do we have anybody else for the good of the order?
Hello, Mayor McCullough and council members. My name's Dave Morrell. I'm Pierce County Council District 1 representative. And I just wanted to come and welcome the new members. And I think it's going to be a great collaborative involvement between the Pierce County Council and the City Council. Obviously, some of you know Bonnie Lake is the biggest city in District 1. I appreciate any of the work. I know working with John's been great, great communicator, but I'm actually thrilled that Councilmember Roach has entered the fray again in politics, and look forward to working with you, especially at the Puget Sound Regional Council. As you know, it's really an important organization, so that way we East Pierce County doesn't continue to get railroaded by stacked votes from other cities. So,
oh, that doesn't happen. Sorry.
So it's still important that we get our project graded and rated and approved, as well as ones on the west side of Pierce County that seems to get all the funding. So with that, I'm just there again. Congratulations to you that are returning. And there again, I look forward to working with all of you. So thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Morrell. Do we have anybody else for the good of the order?
Council Mayor, I'm Dan Decker, past council member at 2170 Street, East Bonnie Lake, Washington. Speak on Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, freedom of speech. The First Amendment states that Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. As such, in the Constitution, only Congress can make laws concerning the Constitution. It goes beyond just that. There is a ratification period that could take up to 7 years or even longer to complete the concerning Constitution amendment. In creating a constitutional amendment or modifying an amendment, it takes 3/4 of the House to approve it, and it takes 3/4 of the state to approve a new amendment and are modifying an amendment. Council, be aware, you are the Congress of the city of Bonnie Lake. You make the laws of the city. Federal Constitution states, the Federal Constitution cannot be modified, and RCW can be as long as the laws greater than what the RCW states. Example of that is the city of Tacoma. They have modified RCW. They're saying that you're not allowed to make a U-turn anywhere in the state, but the RCW states that only if you can't see 500 feet beyond before you make the behind in front of you or behind you before you make the U-turn. Tacoma has exceeded it, saying that no U-turns at all anywhere in the city at any time. Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech. What does the freedom of speech do? It protects us, the citizens of the United States, from them, the dictators, kings, tyrants, and police state corruption. The First Amendment has limitations. It does not protect us from our employer. It is only protecting us from government action. It would be very difficult for any person to stop a citizen from speaking at a council meeting in public comment as of right now. If a police officer pulled a person over and this person would not stop talking or making comment, the police officer could not stop the person from speaking. The police officer has no law. There's no law in the state that says that I cannot speak. Even if a law officer says, shut up, be quiet, please don't speak, however he wants to say it. You can look at him and laugh and say, quack, 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 or whatever you want to say to the person, because he cannot stop you. I mean, it's disappointing, but there it is. The First Amendment is very slippery and dangerous for any government elected official or employee to tamper with. There is protection from any person interfering with rights belonging to the people as stipulated in the First Amendment. Amendments to cause a tort of action to occur. These amendments do, the First Amendment does, merely by congressional state process and by the inalienable rights given by our Lord God as stipulated in our Constitution. Council, you make all laws for the city, be it adopted such as RCW's. You also create ordinances and create tax structures. You determine how much you charge the people for convenience, such as water bill. You know, the water bill, such a convenience. Road repair, sewer repair, and necessary repairs to continue good operation of the city. You can also take ordinances that we have now, vote them out, amend them, and or create new ordinances. You are the Congress of the city of Bonnie Lake. And it's very important that you understand that you can, whenever you feel like it, when it's in the best interest of the city, you change ordinances, create new ordinances, or do whatever is necessary in the laws of the city to protect the city and its constituents, us the people. I wanted to say one thing, if I may. The new faces on the council, congratulations for your win, Ms. Hubler. Council member, and Council Member Dan Roach. I'm very happy to see you, Council Member Roach, very pleased. And I'm happy to see that the other council members that also were voted in. Thank you very much for coming forward and being part of the council. Thank you, guys. And I know that from looking at what we have for council this year, The next 2 years are going to be a fun adventure, and I know that things are going to be a lot better than they were in the past. Again, thank you, Council.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Decker. It was good seeing you again. Okay. Looks like, so is there anybody else who's present for the good of the order? Okay. We will move to those who are virtual. Anybody who is virtual and wishes to step up to make citizen commentary, you have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record. All right, looks like we have nobody virtual, so the city will now disable all video and microphones for those who are attending virtually. And we do have one correspondence. Madam Clerk.
The City Clerk's Office received an email that was shared prior to the meeting with the Mayor and the Council from Ms. Dahlstrom regarding fireworks.
All right. Thank you, Madam Clerk. And now we'll move on to Council Committee reports. Finance Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Finance Committee met upstairs today at 5 o'clock. We approved our minutes. We had a department report on personnel. We have a police officer starting March 1st. I probably won't start the academy until May or June. And we're sad to see Mr. Johnstone leaving on January 30th. You know, the rest of the packet or whatnot, just going to send out to everybody. That's kind of the main highlights. Discussion or action items. We talked about AB 2403, the non-represented employees longevity leave. This would be on our thing tonight with the AFSCME contract. If that is approved, then this other one for the non-represented employees would also be coming forward on January 23rd to be looked at for approval. And then we talked about AB 2407, an MOU with Rainier Recovery Centers. This is for the court. This is a one-person crisis responder slash peer support type person to provide counseling and assistance with those in crisis. And this is being paid for with the grant that HIP was already approved last year. And that would also be coming forward on the January 23rd consent agenda. We didn't have any open discussion, and our next meeting will be Tuesday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. upstairs. We adjourn. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Deputy Mayor Carter. I have a message that I've been muted. Can you hear me? Okay. Well, we will go forward. Community Development Committee, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We did meet kind of a leftover meeting from last year. So we met on January 2nd, 5 p.m. Thank you, Councilmember Fulgerton, for filling in at that point, and congratulations for joining our committee now. It sounds like we'll be all together again. We also looked at the sewer interlocal agreement that the council has been looking at. We had an extensive discussion about that. We'll be moving that forward to future council consideration for a future council workshop there. And we also discussed Tacoma water usage, had some consultants there, and had a lot of good information about strategies using or not using or minimizing or what we have to do, what we are required to do in that area. Again, future council will get more information on that. I think the strategy was that we're going to actually do some fluoride testing as the year goes by to see actually what the real exposure is to the Tacoma water, which contains fluoride. Ours does not currently. And that was our items. And a special note, thanks to Ryan Johnstone for all your service. You know, it's been really a pleasure to work with you over the years. I will definitely miss you up here. We're not too far away. I don't understand the commute issue, but whatever. So, okay, you know, have fun down there, right?
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Climens. Which brings up a salient point, Deputy Mayor. Do we have a prospective ETA on when the workshop's going to be?
Open sewer agreement?
Well, I heard that it might bring up at a future workshop. So when will that be? Next Tuesday? All right. Good. Thank you. All right. So let's move on to Public Safety Committee. Since we don't have our former
council, right. we deleted it.
We did not meet.
All right, let's just put on the record that we have to elect a new chairman for the Public Safety Committee, and we will look forward to hearing them at the next meeting. All right, don't see any other reports, so now we have the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
Can I move that we remove AB 2404 and move that to the general?
Okay, we have a motion on the table. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, with the motion on the table, all in favor of moving motion M2404 from the consent agenda to a full council discussion?
Correct.
Say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Nay.
Point of order, Mr. Mayor.
Oh,
just
yes.
For clarification for our new members, because I don't know what our policies currently are on the removal of consent agenda items. I believe that any single council member has the right to do that, right?
I believe so. I want to check with our parliamentarian. Ms. Robertson, do we have, can a single council member move to?
Wanted to make sure that our members were, you know, if they were unsure about items, I think they can just move it and, you know, it just goes on to the regular agenda.
Mm-hmm.
We, you know, we don't want to prevent discussion of items, right?
Right.
Yeah. Doesn't mean they get removed. It just means they move.
Any member can ask, but it has to be voted on at the meeting.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any local rules that allow them to remove it. Some councils have if you can remove it just by request by noon the day of. I don't know if you have that.
Yeah, we'll look at that. Make sure.
But we can still move it. But you can always remove it at the meeting, and it's a motion with a second and a vote.
Absolutely. And so let's move to the vote. All in favor of moving AB 2404 or motion M2404 from the consent agenda to the full agenda, say aye.
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 All opposed?
Nay.
Okay, so we have, I believe that is 6-1. So AB 2404, that's item D on the agenda, is now moved to the full council issues. And now, do we have a motion to adopt the consent agenda as amended?
So moved.
Any seconds?
Second.
All right. So all in favor of adopting the consent agenda that has been amended, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, so that's been voted in unanimously. And let's see, we have no committee issues, but now we need to move to the full council issues to discuss the motion that was just amended from the consent agenda. Madam Clerk.
This is AB 24-04, motion M24-04. The council motion would be to authorize the mayor to sign a labor agreement with AXME Local 120, representing Public Works and General Government employees from January 1st of 2024 through December 31st, 2025.
Do I hear a motion?
So moved. Second.
Second.
Okay. Do we have any discussion on the matter? Councilmember McClymans.
Mm-hmm. So this is good work, and because it's a significant contract that obligates the city, I'm always uncomfortable having that sort of a topic on the consent agenda. I think it's healthy to have a moment just so that the people who listen to the transcript understand that these sort of items have been considered by the council, and to recognize the good and hard work that Mr. Sandler and his team have done to get us here. So I'm going to support this. I struggle with significant items like this being on a consent agenda.
I see. Thank you, Councilmember McClemson. Do we have any further discussion on the matter before we move to a vote?
I just had a question.
Yes, Councilmember Roach.
So, I think there's a lot of good work done that too, but my question was just in general, this is a two-year contract. Do we generally look for two-year contracts or is it 3 years? I know different governments do it different ways, and sometimes there's like a year long and...
Mr. Vodopich? It's typically we strive for three-year contracts, and this is a three-year contract, 2024 through 2026.
Oh, it says 25 on here.
Oh, does it? Yes, it does.
Somebody said that, yeah.
Okay, so it is 26 then? So it's three-year?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, are we ready to move to a vote? Okay, all in favor of adopting a motion M2404, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, motion M2404 has been adopted unanimously, and we have no committee issues, so seeing no more business, we are adjourned.
We are.
Thank you very much, everybody, and it's good seeing everybody again.
How was your first meeting?
Sorry for calling you.
No.
Hopefully, I haven't sort of that one.
Okay, so these have been discussed at your standing committee. So like finance committee would be discussing this type of stuff. Thank you.
So you're going to be my contact?
Yes, I was going to introduce myself.
Okay. Yeah.
You will be discussing. Councilman Roachman is on the county council. Whether he remembered some planner from.